After several years and changes in life circumstances, I moved back to my hometown. It was then that I met my friend for lunch. Thanks to the modern wonders of technology and an article in the local paper, I was able to reach out and find him again. We had several online chats and rescheduled our lunch a couple of times, but finally, the day came when we could meet up. We were friends in college, and even though it has been some years, I still hold memories and moments attached to him, as well as things I had planned to bring up and reminisce about. We had been friends on Facebook for years, and I had heard through online discussions about an accident he had been in and how he got hurt. However, I only had second-hand information and wasn't brave enough, or maybe I felt it would be foolish, to bring up the subject that day and get the real, first-hand story. We chatted online as if we were old friends because, in fact, we were. We had plenty of other things to talk about, and I had been eagerly looking forward to seeing my long-lost pal all week. I arrived at the restaurant a bit late, but seeing him was amazing. He looked great and was just as handsome as I had remembered. That unforgettable smile was there, and it felt like it was just for me. I apologized for being late and felt quite embarrassed. "No worries," he reassured me. "I haven't been here long, only about 45 minutes." We laughed and I took my seat. We got comfortable and reacquainted with each other before the waitress arrived. More apologies followed, along with the usual pleasantries like "How was your drive?" and "Look at this weather." It felt so good to finally see each other after all those years, and having a friendly face in front of me was a comforting experience. We placed our orders and caught up over our meals when they arrived. Everything was going so well. As we finished up, I felt a twinge of sadness. Here I was, having lunch with an old crush of mine, and things were going swimmingly. I didn't want it to end, but I knew it had to. The check came, and our lunch was winding down. I looked across at him and noticed a strange look on his face. I asked if something was wrong. I saw the struggle for words on his face, and immediately panic ran through me. Oh no, did I say something stupid? Do I have food in my teeth? Oh God! So many thoughts raced through my head. He stared at me for a moment, looked down, and then back up again. "I don't remember you," he finally confessed. "I have been struggling to tell you that, and I hope it doesn't hurt your feelings. It's not your fault. I was hoping that seeing you would trigger something, but it hasn't. I'm sorry, I don't remember anything, but please know that I have enjoyed our lunch, and I feel quite comfortable. This has been fun, but I don't remember you from before at all." How was I supposed to take that? I thought I was awesome, fun, and amazing. How could anyone forget all of that? I felt offended for about 10 seconds, but then understanding and compassion kicked in. I laughed and said, "It's okay. Now we get to become friends all over again." "No worries." And I truly meant it. Here was this person in front of me, struggling with a very real problem and exposing a vulnerable and complicated truth. He had suffered a brain injury that affected him in ways I could never imagine. I knew this about him going into our meeting, it wasn't a secret, and it didn't matter to me. However, I couldn't help but wonder how many times he had been through similar conversations before. How many other people might have reacted with anger or hurt, causing him to be dismissed and overlooked? That look of fear on his face earlier, it carried a touch of apprehension. Perhaps it was the fear of rejection, the fear of appearing foolish, or the fear that my brief offense could turn into a judgmental "what's wrong with you?" response. I had a choice to make. I could have reacted with confusion or annoyance, or I could genuinely and wholeheartedly accept the situation. After all, there were plenty of things from college that I couldn't remember, and I had no excuse for that either. So, I chose to reassure him that it was okay, and I truly meant it. It was undoubtedly a strange experience, I won't deny that, but I found comfort in the fact that we could have a fresh start. We had the opportunity to get to know each other all over again. I looked forward to it with genuine anticipation. I believe my comments brought a sense of relief to him, a sense of phew, and thank goodness. I was glad to have given him that peace of mind. We made plans to keep in touch and arrange another lunch or a similar activity in the near future. I knew that if we were to develop a friendship, I needed to educate myself about brain injuries because, truthfully, I knew nothing about them. But seeing that smile from earlier made all the effort worthwhile. After that first day, that first lunch, I knew there was something special about this man. What I could remember about him was that he was cute, a true gentleman who had made me smile and laugh on numerous occasions. What he could remember of me didn't matter. All I knew was that our conversations flowed easily and were filled with joy, and I couldn't wait to see him again. That lunch became the starting point of an interesting, wonderful, and sometimes challenging relationship so far, a journey that I am excited to continue. If I had simply blown him off that day, never given him the chance to share his stories and help me understand where he is now compared to where he had been, what kind of person would that have made me? The answer is simple, a jerk. I realized that it's crucial never to give anyone that dismissive look or make them feel inferior. If I had, I would have never known the person I love today or become the person I have evolved into. Everyone deserves compassion and understanding. I learned the power of empathy and the importance of embracing someone's struggles without judgment. Our lunch encounter became a turning point in my perspective on relationships and human connection. It reminded me of the incredible resilience and strength of the human spirit, even in the face of adversity. From that day forward, I embarked on a journey of rediscovery, both of my friend and myself. Together, we navigated the complexities of his brain injury, growing closer and forging a bond built on understanding, acceptance, and unwavering support. I am grateful for that lunch, for the opportunity to experience a fresh start, and for the profound lessons it taught me. It's a constant reminder that life's unexpected turns can lead to remarkable connections and beautiful transformations. More about Laura Reynolds. Laura Reynolds, an aspiring writer from West Virginia, is currently working as a grant writer for a small nonprofit organization based in Lewisburg. With a passion for writing, Laura enjoys exploring various topics through her writing and expressing her creativity. Outside of work, she finds solace in the outdoors, cherishes time spent with loved ones, and shares a special bond with her cat, Mika. With her passion for writing and her commitment to making a difference, Laura aspires to use her skills to raise awareness, provide support, and contribute to the betterment of the brain injury community.